We're up to Pasuk Beis. Okay, let's review Pasuk Aleph very quickly. Let's start from the beginning again. We're going to jump into it. Ish haya bi'eretz utz, Iyov shemoi. His name was Iyov. V'hoyo ishahu tom v'yashar v'yirei lukim v'samira. Four outstanding qualities. A tam, a yashar, yirei lukim v'samira. In addition to the Medrash we quoted yesterday, the third opinion, the third interpretation of Rashi, he was from the Eretz Utz. Eretz Utz means he was from the land of Shinar, where all of the people of the land, according to this interpretation, that he lived during the time of Migdal Bavel, all of the people of the land decided to rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but he fled, and he was oimed in this Nisayon. Pasuk Beis.
Why are we questioning Iyov this much? We could question everybody in the Torah. Why are we putting...
Why are we on a witch hunt? We're on a witch hunt.
On a witch hunt for him. I mean, did he really live? Did he live during Avram, Yaakov, Moshe? Why are we picking on him?
Why are we picking on him?
Can we say that about anybody in the Torah?
I'll give you a mashal. I once told you this mashal. There are two people where I daven, where I used to daven in a certain place. There were two people who were Baalei Kriya. One person, the Olam, they're incorrect. They let him make mistakes. The other person, they got him for everything. Ace, S, Mil El, Mil Rash, Vanosh, Vanach. Everything. And so I asked him, why does this guy, they let him get away with everything? And this one, they're out to get him. So he said to me, and it's so true what he said. He said, because the one that they correct, when he gets up to the Bima, to Lane, his presence, he doesn't say anything, but he basically says to the Olam, come get me. That's the way he presents himself to the tzibur. He has a certain persona. He doesn't say anything, but that's his personality. Come on, come get me. To some degree, Iyov is saying to us, come get me. That's the way that's the theme of the Sefer. Iyov is a tzaddik, he's done nothing wrong, he suffers Yisurei Iyov mamash. And the whole Sefer is, what did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? I'm a tzaddik. I have not done anything wrong. Why am I suffering? And his friends say to him, you've done this, you've done that. And he says, no, I didn't. And back and forth. The entire theme of the Sefer is, Iyov, to some degree, is telling us, come get me. There's something you have to say. There's something wrong. Let's find it. So perhaps that opens up Chazal to also take their... have their hand in trying to find chesronos or find problems. It's a very good question. Okay? The question is better than the answer. I don't know. Okay, let's take a look at the pasuk base. Vayivoldu lo shiva banim v'shalosh banos hi. It was born to him seven boys and three girls. Chazal tell us, literally Chazal, I don't even know what this Chazal is. Maybe it's not, I have some drashim here, that this is the ideal number of children. A person can plan to have children. It's ideal to have 10 children, because 10 is the number that represents Shlemus, and 7 boys and 3 girls is just the right ratio. I don't know why that's so, but Chazal, they there is a... What? Why more boys? 7 boys and 3 girls? Why not 7 girls? You know, today they take a poll in America, the average, if I'm not mistaken, most people, if they have a choice to have a boy or a girl, they want a girl. I'm talking about Goyim. Yes, yes. Go.
Not,
but that go online. Go check this out. That the average non-Jew in the United States of America, if they have a choice, if you could have a choice today, there's a lot of medical studies and there's all these techniques trying to determine the gender. They start manipulating the genes. Could they do that today? Could they determine?
Yeah, they wash genes in China. They literally wash the gene to guarantee it's a boy.
Really? Yeah. Okay, so the sub.
They do it a centrifuge. The weight of this, you know, with two X's is more than it is with an X and a Y. So they can centrifuge out the ones.
Okay, but that's in China because there's a problem there. Until recently, you only allowed to have one child. There are other issues. But here in the United States, if I'm not mistaken, that the average non-Jew, the average American citizen, if they have a choice, they would prefer to have a girl. Why? I don't know. That's obviously... So here you see that Chazal learned here that not only is it ideal to have a boy, Chazal always talked about having boys because boys are mechayvim mitzvos, nothing more than a religious reason. A boy is chayv in all mitzvahs, whereas a girl is part of the mitzvah as man grandma. But here there is a very interesting ratio of 7-3. Okay, let's go further. Pasik, we read a few psukim. Pasik gimel vayihi mikneu shiva salah alfei tzon. Okay, I'm not sure the significance of these numbers. There are 7,000 sheep, ushloishes alfei gimalim, 3,000 camels, vachamesh meos tsemed bokar, 500 pairs of oxen, vachamesh meos asonos, 500 donkeys, vavuda rabah, and many possessions. Avuda means possessions, assets, all over the world. Vayehi hoyeshahu gadol mikol b'nei kedem. He was greater, his greatness, reputation, and his success went out to, was greater than all the people of the East. Pasuk Dalid, v'holchu v'anav yasu mishteh, his children would go and would make a party, beis ish yomo. There was a cycle, they had a cycle for 7 days. Every day, all of the brothers would go to one of the home of one of the brothers. They would go in order and have a suda of yasu mishteh beis ish yomo in the home of each person during his day. And during these parties, they would invite their sisters. V'shalchu v'karu l'shloishes achyos sehem. They would call and invite for their three sisters l'achol v'lishtos imohem to eat and drink with them. It seems from Mefarshim that this was not common. That in time of ancient times, a woman, a sister. When a woman would get married, she had basically no connection to her brothers. Once a woman would leave the family, a woman is under the authority of her husband. So if the brothers invite her for a party, that means she has to leave her husband, leave her children, and travel to her brother, to her father, and be busy with them. The husband was not happy with this. The husband wants someone to cook supper. The husband wants someone to do his laundry. The husband wants someone to service him. So it was very uncommon for a woman to have this mobility, this freedom, where she can leave her husband and go and travel to a family member for a mishteh, especially something like this, where this was very common. Over here, it's a 7-day party. Every day, they had to travel to a different location to participate in a different suda by one of the seven brothers. But yet, it was not an issue. It was not an issue. There was such a close-knit family that I guess the brother-in-laws also came along, and there was no issue whatsoever. And it was something which, to Mefarshim, then was unusual for the time. It goes to show that the unusual wealth and success and friendship and peace there was in the family. Okay, so this is what they did to Lishus Yomayim Vayihi, and it was ki hikifu yimei hamishteh. It was after the cycle was complete. Hikifu means the cycle was chozer chalila, hakafa. It would go from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then start again. But before the cycle would return and it would begin the brother, it was a hefsik. What was the hefsik? Vayishlach Iyov, Iyov would send. Vayikadashem, we'll learn now this word to mean simply he invited. Kodesh means to set aside. We always use the word Kodesh in reference to holiness. But that's not necessarily true. We have the word a Kodesh and a Kadesh, a woman that is a harlot, a man that is set aside for the purpose of Znus is called a Kodesh. All the word Kodesh means it has been set aside for a specific purpose. Most of the time in Chazal we set aside things for holy purposes. But sometimes things are set aside for non-holy purposes. So here in a very simple interpretation, Kiddushin, the woman is designated for this man to exclude the entire world. Exactly. So here, that's all it means. In a very similar level, it means Vayikadashem. Eov invited them after all of the children had parties among themselves. Eov then invited them to his home for a religious service. What was the religious service? He brought korbanos. The hishkim baboker, he would wake up early in the morning with his children. The he'elah Olos, and he would offer sacrifices to Hashem. Now, of course, if he lived during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, during the time of Shlomo HaMelech, Malcha Shva, then seemingly he would go to the Beis Hamikdash. Or maybe if he was, because he had that, he would seemingly was a Jew. And then he would send korbanos to the Beis HaMikdash if he was living before the time of the Beis HaMikdash, during the time of Avraham, during the time of Moshe. So then it means he offered sacrifices not in the Beis HaMikdash, but on a bama or on some place to Hashem. Mispar kulam, he offered, seeing the different interpretation, we'll see in the Mesudas and Rashi in a few moments, but right now we'll learn very simply, he offered 7 oilas. 1 oila in honor of each one of his children, or it means 10 oilas in honor of his 10 children. The 7 boys and the 3 girls. Or it can mean, mispar kulam can mean the number of days. There were 7 parties, there were 10 children, but there were only 7 parties. Because the girls, the daughters, did not make their own party. The girls participated in the party of their brothers. So either it means he offered 10 sacrifices in honor of his 10 children, or he offered 7 sacrifices in honor of the 7 parties that took place. Why would he offer a sacrifice? Ki Omar, Eov said to himself, Ulai, perhaps, Chotu uvanai, perhaps my children have sinned, Uveruchu Elokim bilvavam, and during their party, during the time of Simcha Vayishman Yishun Vayivot, when they were merry, when they were rejoicing over their success, maybe they felt some arrogance. Koichi v'oitzem yadi osali esachayil hazeh. They had a bad thought, and Uberuch, Uberuch, here is a euphemism. They cursed, or doesn't necessarily mean cursed. It means they had some type of thought which was not pleasing in the eyes of Hashem. Like I explained, they thought that they attributed their success to themselves, not to Siyata Deshmaya, Bilvavam, in their heart, even though this thought, this was only a thought and did not come to their mouth. It was only in their machshava. And therefore he wanted them atonement. And that's why he offered an oila, because Chazal tell us, an oila is mechaper on hirhurim. A person has an evil thought, a thought of gaiva, a thought of doing any type of avera. A carbon oila is the perfect carbon to achieve atonement. Kocha, like this, Ya'ase Iyov kol hayomim. Ya'ase is, of course, b'loshen rabin, but it's an expression. And when Rashi will tell us that when the pasuk wants to tell us something that was done continuously, we use an expression that is b'loshen osid. Iyov would do this procedure continuously. It was his custom to have atonement for his sins. Before we go further, just an interesting point I want to make is the word ulai. We have two different words. We have the word pen and the word ulai. Pen, we have, for example, Eliezer said to Avraham, Ulai, perhaps the Isha will not want to come. I will go and I'll find a zivuk for your son, Yitzchak. But Ulai, I don't remember the exact expression.
Ulai Musheni Ovi, that's the
Ulai
that we do it on.
Say Ulai?
Yeah.
That's another example. Okay,
let's go.
And where else? He wanted. So,
Eliezer,
what is it by Eliezer? Ulai, maybe the woman will not want to come back. What should I do then?
Ulai
lo sove ho ish olech ha-sacharai. Ulai. So, Chazal there in that exim lake, so why did he use the word Ulai and not the word pen?
He really wanted
the girl that he will find will not want to marry Yitzchak, so that Eliezer can give his own daughter, he'll settle by giving his own daughter as a wife for Yitzchak. And the other example,
the other is Pen
Yavo Vikani. Yaakov did not want to have to attack, so he used the word Pen. The other example that Ramevsky mentioned was the word Ulai by Yaakov. Yaakov said, Halavai, my father should find out that I'm a faker, because this is against my midos of Emes, Yaakov Ish Emes. How can I steal the brachas by disguising myself as Esav? Ulai Yimusheni Avi. Halavai, he will discover that I'm a fraud because I don't want to violate the rules of Emes. So what do we learn from this Chazal? Ulai is a word which means I want it to happen. Pen is a word which means I do not want to happen. It's extremely unusual and difficult. I don't have a good answer. Again, we're on a witch hunt. Right? We're always looking for problems in Sefer Iyov. But it's very bizarre why he chose this word. Ki omar Iyov ulai chotuvonai. Basically, he's saying, perhaps my children sin. He's almost saying, I want them to sin. I want them to sin. I want to rebel. I want to sin against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Koichi v'oitzim yodi, my success. But because I have no choice, so we'll bring a carbon oila to be mechaper, but I'm showing up Hashem. We're going to sin, but we're going to get kapar. That goes against the entire theme of what Eve is all about. Eve is a tzaddik, a tam, v'yosha, yirei lakim, somera. It's a very difficult question, and I do not have an answer yet.
He doesn't want his olos to go for, you know, levatola.
There's no such thing. There's no such thing to say that it's kedai to sin in order the olos. Even if a person did not have a hir machshava of ra, certainly it's a kosher carbon. Or unless, perhaps, what you can say, what he wants over here to say, I don't know if this is true, is that he wanted to use the, he didn't want his children chas v'shalom to sin, but he wanted to use this as a teaching experience to his children, that in case in the future, in their lives, I want to show you right now, Eve is saying to his children, listen, I'm not going to be around forever, no one lives forever, you're my children, I'm raising you, I'm a father, chinuch habanim, I want to use this experience of offering korbanos to teach you that just in case ever in your life, in the future, when I'm no longer with you, you sin, you learn that you have to immediately be mechaper, you have to say you're sorry and come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bring korbanos. So this should be a teaching experience so that in the future you'll know what to do, how to achieve atonement. That's why he's saying, well, not because I want you to sin. I want you to learn from the experience.
So can you be another of the Eila when you didn't do anything?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
And if you did a hirur,
you're not mechuyev. There's no such thing as being mechuyev to being a carbon oil.
You're
not responsible,
Jewish.
Right? You're not, even if you're
unless
Jew,
you're not Jewish, because then machshava asamais is.
But even there, you don't find a guy is mechuyev to bring a carbon. You don't ever find such a thing. A guy is mechuyev to bring a carbon oil, even though machshava is kemaisa. You have to really know what that means. But no, there's no such chiyuv to bring carbon oil.
I think that on a very simple level, basically, it's not the Torah. The Torah was written by God, and every word is used as a message.
Right. So you want to say lashon ksuvim luchod? That's another example of the usage of word is not the way we use words is not the same in ksuvim as it is in the Torah, and certainly in the Gemara. The Gemara differentiates all three: lashon Torah luchod, lashon of nevim and ksuvim luchod, and lashon chazal is luchod, lashon bnei adam. Okay, that's true, but yet you do the rule is not always true, because you do find examples, especially the Achronim, they always try to extract psukim. Right, okay, but that's what I tried to tell you, that he's using this as an experience. I want my children to learn from this. There's the lesson to be learned, and that's why he's saying ulai chotu vanai. All right, you have to fudge it to fit, but it is an issue. I just want to point out the issue, and you can suggest on your own. It's something to discuss. Yeah.
Do you see a remote connection to like what happened in these few psukim to Bahab? You know, we
yes,
fast?
Absolutely, very good. There are many reasons why we fast Bahab. There are many reasons. One of the reasons is because over Yom Tov, it comes the day Simchas Hoilulus. It's a time of Simcha, exactly. And after Yom Tov, we have to do tshuva for any sins that may have occurred over the Yom Tov. Absolutely. This pattern of what Eev is doing is one of the many reasons why we fast, where we have a custom to recite Slichos after Sukkos and Pesach. It's very, very, very on the mark, correct. Okay, let's take a look at the Mitzudos David, Pasuk Beis. Yes. Well, he says beferish during the time of the party, Beruchu Elokim. Exactly, he says explicitly, Ki Amar Yov Ulai Chotu Vanai. At the time of the party, during the 7 days of partying, they sinned. Uveruchu Elokim Bilvavam, and therefore they need atonement. They have to receive kapar. Now, it's also very interesting is that the karbonos that he offered were oilos. We discussed this yesterday. There's a debate if Eov was Jewish or non-Jewish. A non-Jew only brings a carbon ola. A Jew brings a carbon shlamim. A carbon shlamim is a much higher madrega than a carbon ola, because you share. A person elevates himself by eating. It says in the pasuk, the ochlu osam asher kupar bohem mikan shabo olam oichle shakohanam oichlemu ba'olam mischapim. Part of the atonement comes through eating. It's a higher madrega to serve Hashem through living. Through eating. We know that the Goyim Christians, they view religion as something of total precious. A priest, a bishop, a cardinal, anyone that's involved in the church is not allowed to get married. You have to be poirish from the pleasures of the world, and you have to devote yourself purely to the service of Hashem. What?
It's a business decision.
Okay, that it's true and that's not true. But Chazal discussed this idea that a guy, there is some truth to it. That a non-Jew, when he comes to view religion, you have to separate. There is truth to it. There is even truth in Yadus, Precious. There is such a concept in Yadus. There's a time for Precious. There's a time to fast. Okay, there's a time when you're supposed to eat and rejoice. But there is some truth. A guy does not have this balance. If you don't have the Torah, you have to go to the extreme. And it's the entire life has to be one of Precious. And therefore, when you bring sacrifices, the sacrifice has to be completely consumed. There's no such thing as partaking from a sacrifice. The concept that you can partake from a sacrifice is a Jewish concept. Why didn't Eiv offer Shlomim? Why is he only offering Oilus? When they made the party should have been, when they made the party should have been a party where they actually brought Korbanos, Shlomim. It's not a good thing to eat Basar Taiva. Basar Taiva is only when you can't come to Yerushalayim. If you live in Yerushalayim, there's no such thing as eating Basar Taiva. Every time you eat a piece of meat, it's a piece of meat of a carbon Shlomim. So if you live far away from Yerushalayim, then you can't come. So the Torah says, you know, you can't make it. It's not ideal just to eat chicken and turkey that's not been offered as a carbon. Turkey don't really offer as a carbon, but it's not the ideal thing to do. Here we find the party was a part. We don't have no mention that the party included any korbanos, and when he offered sacrifice, it's only olos. This seems to indicate that Eiv was a non-Jew, because a non-Jew at a party there are no korbanos. And at the time of carbon, it's only an ola, not a carbon shlam. Okay, let's see pasuk beis in the mitzvos. What? How do you know there was no mechitza? Let's see pasuk beis. Shiva asbanim, he had seven sons. Av zeich, mitzvos, the mitzvos pasuk beis. First to the mitzvos. Shiva vanim, he had seven sons. Av zeich choshev lebracha, shahayu banav hazuchar mekifule mehanekevos veod yoser. I don't know what that means. Okay, today why is that a bracha? Today, if you said it to any parent, they'll get insulted.
Because girls are expensive.
Why girls? If you say this to any parent today will shoot you down if you say such a thing today. Today, such a statement today is not accepted.
Girl that's born, you say it's expensive. You know the boy is going to be a source of income because when it comes really? To shit,
really, a boy is a source of income.
What's the vocabulary in Lakewood?
What's the son's responsibility to take care of the parents in their old age?
And also, okay, so I guess we have to view this in ancient times. In ancient times, this was viewed as a bracha. Today, I don't think you would say that. Well, mitzvahs, when you're dealing with...
Take care of him in his old age?
Well, so girl... Well, yeah, well... A boy has more mobility, more freedom to take care of the parents. A girl is, that's why, one of the reasons why Nashim are potter from mitzvos, one of the things is the Ramban, the reason why Nashim are potter from mitzvos is not because they're any less sophisticated than men, they have any less understanding, it's because they're meshubah to their husbands. They're busy. What?
Didn't the Gemara say that they have a Nashim Kalamhin, they have weak minds?
That's about learning.
Diet and calories. Noshim diet and calories. Okay. If I'm not. Okay. It's a shocking mitzudos. For the 21st century, it's a shocking thing to hear and to say. Okay, Pasuk Gimel, Tzemet Bokar, Choshav, Tzemet Bokar is plural, a team of Bokar. When we discuss the other animals, the Tzon and the Gemalim and the Asonos, they're all Balashim, they're all single. How come when it comes to Bokar, they're described as a pairs? They're married off. Choshav HaBokar Zugos Lefisha HaDerech Lachresh Babukarim, that's the Derech. When you hitch a team of oxen to a yoke, to a plow, it's always done in a team with two, and that's why you have, that's what we mentioned here at 70. It's impossible to plow less than two. I'm not sure why. Why is that so? Anyone know why that's so? VEF should to plow less than two. Why can you plow less than two? You must have two.
You can, but it's probably it doesn't go on a straight line.
Okay.
Because you have a hard piece of earth, which
is
more efficient.
It's more efficient. VEF such harsh words. VEF it's impossible to plow. Bepachas mishnayim ukichad chashivi avol gemalim v'asoynos. But camels and donkeys oimdim l'rechiva. They're used for riding. Ulahat ule. Ulahation masos to carry bundles. The heechad royal zeh and one is sufficient. Further, the avud rabba toitzaos choadama nikra avud. The product of the earth, the product of the earth is called avuda. It's called labor of work. Alki toitzit simcha. It produces produce. It produces growth. Alidei avoda shoivdim becharisha ukitzira v'chenema biyitzak v'avuda rabba. So he's giving us a very fascinating definition. Avuda means work, labor. The produce of the earth is called avuda because it is the product of extensive labor. Pasuk next, Gadol, b'oisher uvinechasim, he was extremely successful, very much. Mikol b'nei kedem, yiratzalem, mikol anshe arzo, ki Aram hoya b'paas ha-mizrach, because Aram was on the east side of the civilized world at the time. Ki masha omar Aram, mikedem Aram on the east. We are today called the Middle East, because then there's the Far East. Was the Far East at this time in the world still occupied? Was it civilized? I don't know. We don't know, really know. Not to the degree that it is today, obviously, but it was not. We don't find much about it. Okay, pasuk dalit v'holchu. They went. The children traveled to party. Lefi shadavar hayat tamidi noifel bo lashon avar. The holchu is in the past tense. Af lashon asid, and also in the future tense. So holchu one of the asu mishteh. So we have here into kamash gam ukamash uchamash amar lamata kocha. So he's taking note the mitzvahs that there's a contradiction. We have here the word v'holchu is in the past tense, and in pasuk hey it says ya'aseh. So what is it? Was it in the past or the future? The answer is something which is done continuously. The tenses are interchangeable. Beis ish bebeis kol ish biyomu hakvulo v'sholchu b'chol yom hayu sholchem lahazmin ach ha'achoyos el hamishta. The sisters were invited to participate in the party. Pasuk hey ki kifu, when they finished the cycle of 7 days. Ki asu yimei hamishta b'chazor chalila, when they finish a cycle, the Amar b'chol pam shekifu ratzolomer achar yom hamishta shelho achar roin shabohem shoya asid harishon lahaskil. Whose turn was it next? The first person on the list before they began the cycle again, lahaskil b'shuvitchila. He went and he brought korbanos. Sayikat shem. So according to the mitzudos, it means his minam. He invited them to his home. Lavo elav lehayashiram bedarkei Hashem, to make them straight, to straighten them out, all of the crookedness that occurred during these 7 days of party. How many karbonos do they offer? Mispar kulam. What does it mean, kulam? Lefi mispar habonim v'habonos. So here, Mitzvah says 10. He had 10 children. He offered 10 sacrifices. Ulai, shema, maybe, ba'avur tov leiv, mimishte, tamid, chatu v'godfu b'lvavam, they sinned. V'godfu means they cursed in their heart. Klapi mala ulezehev yolos kihim chaperes al hirur halev kocha kamishpat haze also kol hayomim. He did this all the time. Let's look at the Rashi. Rashi, yeah.
No,
not necessarily. We don't even know if he was Jewish. And who does it mean necessarily that it was continuous?
No, he bought the oilers on the day after.
And does it mean that the 7 days were continuous? It was Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It just means there was a cycle. Maybe once, whatever. There was 7 days. So 7 days, once a week, they alternated where the party was. Every Sunday night.
When he brought his carbonus, I'm not talking.
Yeah.
So we have to assume it was not a Shabbos. It was to the base of English.
Seemingly, in the Beis Hamikdash, they did not offer in the Mikdash. It was closed to the public for goyim as well. Right. Saturday, you don't bring korbanos. Even the goyim who bring korbanos, Shabbos, you don't bring korbanos. You don't bring only chayvos. So, unless you want to say that he was non-Jewish and he was living during the time before the Mikdash or after the Mikdash when there was no Mikdash, so that he can do whatever he wants. He can bring korbanos even on Shabbos.
You don't even know if he lived during.
If he wasn't Jewish and he's not coming to the Beis HaMikdash, so there's no prohibition of him doing a korban on Shabbos. If he is Jewish, obviously he's not doing it on Shabbos. And who? And we say here 7 days.
It doesn't say here that they did this every single
right,
day.
Right, so I said, maybe the cycle of 7 days you partying know, was once a week.
One day and then 3 days later.
Every Sunday night.
Because they send invitations out, it says here. You don't send if he knows it's going to be tomorrow, we're going to the brothers number two and then number three, they're sending out invitations.
Before the new cycle began, it could have been a cycle which took 6 months, 6 weeks, 7 weeks. Before the new cycle began, it was his custom to go and bring korbanos.
Instead of going out Chinese, they went out to one of the brothers.
They didn't have Chinese.
They didn't have Chinese because the Far East, this was the Middle East.
Okay, let's go. Pasuk Gimel, Shivas Alfei Tzoin. Haroiv Mone Tchila, the Rashi tells us the order is that we start out with 7,000, 3,500, really it's 1,000, Chamesh Mil, Seven Bokar, 500, really is 1,000, and then we have 500. So we go in order of Haroiv Mone Tchila. Next Rashi, Gadol Mikol B'nei Kedem, Midor Haflaga. Rashi here is telling us in this interpretation that Eoiv lived during the time of the Dor Haflaga. Why the Dor Haflaga? Because it says Kedem, and the Kedem, it says, the Ksiv, Ahi Binasa Mikedem, it was at the time when they fled from the east. Binasa Mikedem, referring to the time when Avram, that pasuk is sent in reference to the Dor Haflaga. Avol me Avraham Enoi Kain, he was not greater than Avram. Now here he's coming to explain this file, and it's a little bit complicated what he says. Let's reread a few words and we'll explain. Avol me Avraham Enoikain. He was not greater than Avraham. Eoiv was more successful than the Bnei Kedem. All of the successful businessmen of Shinar, of Bavel. But he was not more successful than Avraham. Sharei the Avraham Ksivbo Hagodol. Now it says there are two words. It says there with a Hey Hayidia, Hagodol. And it says, Ho'odom ha'godol. And this is the pasuk in Yehoshua. Let's read what it shenemar. V'shem Chevron lefanim kiryas arba. The name of Chevron in ancient times, before it was called Chevron, was called the Kiryas Arba, the city of the four, the four giants. There were four giants.
Kiryas Arba, which is right next to Chevron.
Right, now we call, but before it was called Chevron, the pasuk in Yeshua. Okay, this is pasuk in Yeshua. There are different interpretations of what the pasuk means, but on a very simple level, the pasuk means the name of Chevron Lefanim, before it was called Chevron, it was called Kiryas Arba, and it says there, Ha'adam Hagodol Bo'anakim Hu. Who lived in that city? Ha'adam. Ha'adam Hagodol, the great man, Bo'anakim, among the giants who he was. This pasuk is a reference to Avraham. It's pasuk in Yeshua, and the pasuk describing Avraham, and it described that where he came from. He came from this place called Kiryas Arba, and he was Ha'adam Hagodol Bo'anakim Hu. There are two Hey Hayidiyos. Ha'adam Hagodol. It could have said Adam Gadol, but it says Ha'adam Hagodol. So what Rashi is doing here, he's contrasting Avraham with Eoiv. Eoiv is called Ishahu Gadol. He was Gadol. It doesn't say Hagodol, and it doesn't say Ha'adam. It just says Ha'ish. Okay, that's with the Hey idea. That's true. Let's see what it actually says. Ha'yiloi lichtoiv Adam Gadol. It should have said about Avraham and Yeshua Adam Gadol. V'lamaksev Ha'adam Hagadol. Ela Rama Shehu Adam Gadol Sha'amad be'eser nisyonos. The two Hays, Ha'adam Hagadol, add up to the numerical value is 10. Which means Avraham was only made in 10 nisyonos. Lefichach kaisen also shnei hein. The Eoiv Shinemar Bo Godol Lo Omar Ella Be Achas. He only was Omer in one Nisayon, Shinemar, Tam V'Yashar, he was Tam V'Yashar, Mikol Osa Hadar, Shle Nitbas Al Osa Ovan, on the sin of the Migdal Bavel. And that's what it means over here. So Rashi is giving us a homiletical interpretation of this pasuk here as well. He was V'Hayiho Ishahu Godol Mikol B'nei Kedem, meaning, according to Rashi's homiletic interpretation, he was a tzaddik. He was an Adam Gadol in righteousness, because the B'nai Kedem were sinners. They built a Migdal Bavel to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was above it. He saw through their sin, and he did not sin. But Avraham wasn't just an Adam Gadol. Avraham was Ha-Adam HaGadol. He was all made in 10 Nisyonos. Ten Nisyonos. And that ties back to what Rashi said in Pasuk Aleph. Rashi Pasuk Aleph says that he was in the land of Utz. Utz is the land of Shinar, the land of Bavel, where the people came together and took counsel. There was a conference where they decided, their resolution was, we're going to rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this man rejected that resolution and he fled. So again, we have the same two ideas appearing in the Rashi in the first Pasuk and the Rashi in this Pasuk. He was Ish Godol, Ha'ishahu Godol, but not Ha'odom HaGodol, like Avraham Avinu. Okay, and that's all part of the theme that Rashi is going to pound away many times, that the contrasting over and over Eoiv to Avraham. Avraham, he is the two are they stand. They stand. They, we compare them over many times in many different ways. Pasuk Dalav, Aholchu Beonav Asu Mishta Beis Ish Yomo. The Bayis Kol Echad VeEchad Yomo. Each one made a party in his home. Yomo on his day. V'Sholchu V'Karu Kamo V'Sholchim V'Karim. Like calling and sending and calling, Shri Oisim Kain Tamid, it says the Shulchu in the past tense. Vikaru, this is the past tense. So Rashi says, even though it's written in the past tense, but it should be interpreted in the present tense. Meaning it was done continuously, as Rashi said before, that things that are done continuously, sometimes you refer to in the past, sometimes you refer to in the future, but ideally it really means in the present tense, it means it's being done continuously. Pasike, Vayihi ki, it was ki, hi ki fu yime hanishte. Kasher kolu yimei hamishte, noi koy ir bchol bchol soif shiva sayamim, shchol ju yimei chalilasam hayeshlech mekatsham. It was the custom.
So he only included the boys, obviously.
The boys are the ones who made the party. Nobody. What do you mean? You're saying when he brought the korbanos, he did not bring korbanos for his daughters. Okay, that's a good point. Kasher kol yimei hamishte noi koy ir bchol soif shiva sayamim shchol ju yimei chalilasam. When the cycle concluded, hayeshlech mekatsham. He would invite them. What does it mean mekatsham? Kolaymar mezamnam. He would invite them. The korum kmo hiskatshu lemochal. Like we find Moshe telling hiskatshu, sanctify yourself for tomorrow. Tomorrow is the big day. And what was that I mentioned? That was Korach. Hiskatshu lemochal. Tomorrow Korach, and his people are being told that tomorrow come forward. We're going to see who Hashem chose to lead his people. Why are you complaining against Aaron? Okay, v'yishkima b'boiker v'hela. Militzasa. Remember I told you yesterday, this one, Militzasa, is Rashi's favorite word here in the Eov, compared to the word Pisrainai. The word Pisrainai appeared in Divrei Hayamim. Now we're going to have the Militzasa, the expression, Min Shayim Mashkim, Amalda Oilos. He got up early and bore Oilos. Who else was Mashkim early in the morning? Vayashkem Avraham Baboiker. Another similarity. Again, the same idea Rashi repeats so many times. This idea, and it was done continuously. Lashon Osid, Lashon Ova. Mispar Kulam Habonim veHabonos, like with the Mitzudos, set 10 Korbanos. Uberhu, maybe Ulai they cursed. Lashon Kinui Klape Maila. This what he did on the next day. He said this 3-4 times. This is the derech of the psukim to write things in the past, the future tense, when it's done, when it's done continuously. Now, by the way, there's just another interpretation for the word vayikatshem. According to one interpretation, vayikatshem means he married them off. Pasuk Hey, go back to Pasuk Vayihi, ki yikifu yimei hamishteh, vayishlach iyoiv, vayikatshem. He made a wedding. He made a party. He made a wedding. It was after the cycle concluded, Vayikachem, and he took for his sons wives. Vehishkim baboiker vehelo oilos misbar kulam ki amar iov. So it doesn't mean according to this interpretation that he invited them, but he offered korbanos when he made a simcha. Again, if you want to go on a witch hunt, that's another chesed. You only offer korbanos to Hashem when things are good. You have to offer korbanos to Hashem even things were not good. According to the second interpretation, the vayikachem doesn't mean that he invited them. Vayihi was ki kifu yimei amishte. It was when the cycle concluded. Vayishlach Iyov, vayikachem. Iyov went and he sent for his children. Vayikachem. He took for his sons' wives. Now he made a party, a mishte, in honor of the wedding. After the wedding, he gave a big donation to the Beis Hamikdash. He offered korbanos. What is the implication? That on a regular year, when there was no one to marry off, it was just business as usual, then he did not offer sacrifices to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that a person has to serve Hashem when it's good, and Rachmana Litzlan, when it's not good, you also have to offer sacrifices to Hashem. According to Rashi and the Mitzudos, you don't find that in the Pasuk, because Vayikachem means simply, there was a cycle of seven parties. At the conclusion, he always offered korbanos. According to this other interpretation, there's a whole different connotation, whole different interpretation, that he's not just offering korbanos at a time that's normal, he's only offering korbanos after he married off one of his children, or he married off a grandchild or someone in the family. Okay, let's go now to the next psukim. Pasuk Vav.
Is Moshe from Eros, most people, do they ordinarily order or offer korbanos, or only when you say sorrow?
But we have a halacha, a Jew is chayef shalosh palim bashona yir'e kol zchuchas p'nesha melkecha v'mokam asha yivchar, and you bring a korban oila. So a Jew has an obligation 3 times a year to bring a korban oila. Whether it's been a good year, or whether it's been a not such good year.
When you say he was a guy, he's not a question.
Exactly. And a chanami. So that's the issue. The issue is what exactly is going on over here. There are a lot of right away, they're very critical. Why are they having parties? What's going on over here? Parties? This is not a Jewish thing to have parties every single day. You should be sitting in Kailal. You're having parties? So they're critical that he gave his children a bad chinuch. This is not the proper way to live, to eat and drink and be merry. Okay, that you're on a witch hunt. Or let's go further. Let's see. I'm not joking. I'm telling you what it says in the books. What? Yeah. So what's going on? This is the derech to have. Can you imagine if someone was blessed to have 10 children? You let your children every single day, take the psukim very literally. Every single day, everyone has to go to one of the siblings for a party. That's not the right way to live. You go once in a while. Go for Hanukkah. You go for Purim. You go once.
You say it's every day.
Or even if you don't say it's every day, it seems that it was too often. What, even once a week? Is this the proper?
You go back 100 years.
Yeah.
The nobility in England, when they went down, every breakfast was a.
Okay, that's the nobility. That's the king. That's the state dinner. So maybe that's not right. That's part of what Chazal are very. It's very disturbing.
That's the way they socialize. But they're a normal person didn't do it. You at a certain stage, the king, when he comes down for lunch every day or for supper, every day was a party.
Well,
it says the Hoya Mishta. They made a Mishta.
Audience is going to watch and eat.
He's talking about a 400 years ago.
Okay, 400 years ago, Louis. And the audience
Okay, let's go further. Let's try to cover some more ground. Pasuk Vav. Okay, let's go further. Pasuk Vav. A few more psukim. Okay, let's do it. Vayehi Hayoim. It was that fateful day. What day was Hayoim? Every time it says word Hayoim in Tanakh, what does it refer to?
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah. Atem nitzavim hayoyim kulchem lufnei Hashem ulokeichem. That occurs right before Rosh Hashanah. A famous Chazal. Hayoyim is Rosh Hashanah. So it was Rosh Hashanah. Vayavohu b'nei ho'eloikim. Hashem's children arrived, l'hisyat seif al Hashem, to stand in the presence of Hashem. The word hisyat seif, Rashi, Mepharshim tell us, means a word of judgment, to quarrel, to look for problems. Lashon of Mishpat. Vayavohu gam hasatan b'seicham. The satan also participated in this amida, in this conference. That is a beautiful chazal. It's a medrash. I thought it was a chassidish of art, but it's really a medrash tanoim. Now we mentioned the medrash tanoim. You found it online. Medrash tanoim. Why are Klal Yisrael, of course, a beautiful medrash, and it's based upon, there are probably multiple psukim like this, but here's a very good pasuk. This is an example, and actually quotes it here in my Sefer Oitzah Medrash, and quotes it right here on the spot. We are called Bini B'chore Yisrael. Klal Yisrael call Hashem's firstborn child. The word B'chor has a connotation that there is another child. You only call someone a B'chor generally if there is a B'chor Pashut. Right? There's a second child that's not the B'chor. So if we are called Hashem's firstborn children, who are Hashem's not firstborn children? Are you going to tell us the Goyim? The Goyim? No, Esav is a Zimras Susan Zimrasan. Chazal don't even call them people. They call them horses. Right? They're not even called human beings. So who are the Banim? The answer is the Malachim. The Malachim are called Hashem's Banim, children. We're also Hashem's Banim. Banim Atem Hashem Elokeichem. We're also called Hashem's Banim. But we have one up over the Malachim in that we are the firstborn children of Hashem. How do we know that the Malachim, the angels, are called Hashem's children? The pasuk right here. Vayihi hayom, vayavohu b'nei ho'elokim. The children of God. The children of God have arrived. We're also Hashem's Banim Atem Hashem Elokeichem. But we are the firstborn children. We get a b'chor, we get a pishnayim, we have a special relationship. It says b'feresh, I'll read the Medrash Tanoim. Medrash Tanoim says, Nusach Achmer, B'nei Yishol Nikru Banim, Shenemar, Banim Atem Hashem Elokeichem. Malachi Hasharis Nikru Banim, Shenemar, Vayihi Hayom Vayovohu B'nei Ho Elokim L'Siyasev Al Hashem. Aval, who is more precious? The Klal Yisrael, the Malachim. Talmud Loimar, V'yamar te'el paro, Koyamar Hashem, B'ni, the Choyre Yisrael. Klal Yisrael with the first one. It's a beautiful chazal. Okay, let's go further.
It's also in they have the same term, voracious,
actually. Yes, that's right.
Correct, correct. Okay, B'nai Elokim. It says also the Malachim, right, the Malachim are the B'nai Elokim, correct.
It's not. The same shot? No. Angels there also?
Not the same shot.
No, that's not.
There's a lot of
Mepharshim in that pasuk. The powerful one.
Ages.
Okay, let's go for the pasuk vav. Vayehi vayevo b'nei Elokim vayisatzev ala Hashem vayevo gam hasad b'seicham. Pasuk zayin. Vayoyim Hashem ala satan. Hashem says to the satan, the ayin tovo. Now the b'nei Elokim were the good angels. These were our advocates, people that were searching the world. It was Rosh Hashanah and it was Yom Hadin, and the b'nei Elokim were the advocates, the malachim that presented the mitzvos, the good deeds of man. The satan also shows up to the trial and says, not so fast. I want to present to you all of the sins. He's the devil. The devil shows up. From where are you coming? Or where are you going? Tavo means where are you going, literally. Vayan hasatan el Hashem vayomar mishut ba'aretz umihisalech ba. I am going and coming. We'll see Tavo is a complex word here, but right now we'll just translate it from... I'm going to, Mishut means to swim. I'm going to float, to fly. We'll translate here to fly. I'm going to fly throughout the earth, umihisalechbo, and to walk. Two different expressions. To fly and to tread. To fly means to go quickly, umihisalechbo means to go slowly. There's a lot of symbolism in these psukim, but just we'll just get the gist and we'll need to go through close carefully. Pasik. Ches, vayoymer Hashem el hasatan. Hashem said to the Satan, hasamta libcha el avdi Iyoif. Have you paid attention to my servant Iyoif? Ki ein kamol ba'aretz.
There is the first one,
Yeah, vayoymer Hashem el hasatan, the ayin tov, I said zayin.
The ayin tov, it's true,
Not yet. Let's read the few psukim first. Let's read a few psukim together. Vayomer Hashem el Satan, Hasam to Libcha el al Avdi. If you pay attention to my sermon, Yev ki ein kamogu baaretz ish tom v'yashar yirei elokim v'sor meiro. Hashem repeats his good deeds. Vayan Hasatan es Hashem vayomar hachinam yirei Iyov elokim. Is it for nothing that Iyov fears Hashem? The only reason why he is a tzaddik is because hello, is it not true? Ato. Sachta va'ado. Sachta comes from the word schach. You have sheltered him. You have sheltered him. Uva'ad beso, uva'ad kol ha'shalom misaviv. You have protected him. The only reason why he serves you is because no harm comes his way, and it's easy to serve Hashem when nothing is, when you're not in pain. Ma'aseh yadov beirachta. In addition, you have blessed the work of his hands. Umiknei paratz baretz, and his cattle and his possessions have broken forth in the world, and that's why he gives you bracha. Okay, let's see the Mitzvahs in Rashi. Pasuk vav. Hayom. Ratzolayma hayom. Hamuchon lichshayavahu boi lufnei hamakayim. Malachim ala. It was that fateful day, the day when the Malachi, the good angels and the prosecuting angels, they come for Kadosh Baruch Hu Rashan. The Bnei Halakim, Heim Malamdei Hazuchus. The Bnei Halakim are the advocates. The Malamdei Hazuchus. Gam Hasatan, Lelamed, Chayvu Lekitroig Al Habriyos. Me'ayin Tavo, where are you going? Me'eze Mokoim Atobo. V'lefish ein reshus l'katan l'dabar ad sheyaschil imo hagadol l'zeposach imo v'sha'alo. Hashem had to, the Satan has no right to open his mouth until he has permission. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu has to begin. Vayomer Hashem el Hasatan. Hashem gives the Satan a pischa in peh. I'm giving you reshus to speak. So he responds, I'm going, where am I going? Mishut. I'm going, bo ani min hasetita ba'aretz u'min his halchitz ba. I'm going from flying and traveling. There are two different expressions. To fly means to very quickly span the earth, a superficial view, and then umishalichin ba means to travel slowly, to inspect things very carefully. The kafal hadav b'milo shonos loymar, according to the simple interpretation, this poetic repetition loymar heitev chipasti liros maaseh b'nei adam. I have carefully analyzed the actions of men. Choymer hinei matzasi chavilos pishe b'nei adam, and he says I have what to present you. I have a large package to present you from what I have found. Pasuk Ches, Hashem says to Masamto, Im Samto Libcha Likatre Gam Al Iyov. So basically, according to the Mitzudos, understanding of the Sukkim, Hashem says, okay, I hear you have a big package to deliver. Does your package include anything bad to say about Iyov? As far as I know, Iyov is a very great tzaddik, and do you have anything to complain about him? Now, before we go further, if you take this pasuk in light, in with the background of what a very famous chazal about the Meraglim, then it opens up a whole new understanding of Yom HaDin. What do I mean? If we learn that Iyov lived during the time of the Meraglim, Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Meraglim, Hayesh Boche, Hayesh Bo, Eitz Im Ayin. Is there living in the land of Canaan, is there a tree or not? And Chazal explained this to mean, is Iyov alive? A person is compared to the tree of the forest, the tree of the field. And Moshe was asking them, is Iyov still alive? If Iyov is alive, in his zuchus, he will protect the people of Canaan, and then we're going to have trouble, we're not going to be able to conquer the land. Hashem is only allowing us to drive out the Canaanim. Hashem told us, not because Hashem loves you, not because you're deserving, it's because of the terrible sins of the Canaanim, that's why I'm allowing you to drive out, to wipe out the enemy. Is Iyov still alive? Because if there's a very great tzaddik living in the land, then he is megin on the entire, on the seven nations of Canaan, and we're not yet able to conquer the land. What do we learn from this? That one tzaddik can be megin over an entire civilization. So here, it fits perfectly into these two psukim according to the way the Mitzudas learns. The Satan comes, and the Satan says, Ribbono shel Olam, I have come, Mishut v'oretz u'mehisalech ba. Simply means, I've inspected the world, I've floated, and I've walked the world, and I have here a very large peckle of sins. Hashem says, okay, but I know there's a person in the world, his name is Iyad, and he's a very great tzaddik. Do you have anything bad to say about him? If you have nothing bad to say about him, then forget it. Take your package and leave. Because he will be Megan over the entire Dar, and all your accusations worthless. On the other hand, if you find the chesaron in Iyov, and he is not a tzaddik, then we have business.
How did he say Moshe?
What?
Iyov was the same time as Moshe.
Iyov was the same time, so let's assume, you know, this is a general idea. We have to understand the pasuk in the homeland. Let's say we're focusing on the nation of Kenan. Okay, but the idea is here. We have over here, you have a package, you have a peckle of sins. If there's one side, let's just assume for the moment we're focusing on the nation of Kenan. The Satan says, I got here a large package, a large accusation against the people. What about Iyov? Is there any chesronos in this man? If you have nothing bad to say about him in his zuchus, the entire world will survive. Yeah.
Or it could be before the Torah came into being. Say,
yeah.
Is mankind? Was mankind worth creating or not? So if there's somebody that stands out, then
for that person, the whole world is worthy. Correct. Correct.
But you have the ma'isa v'shushelach Hashem delayed.
The 7 days, the Chorban, right?
And
one person. And you know what the world will you accomplish in 7 days? We have no Hasaga. Also the Yoshiyahu. Klal Hashem spared the Chorban for 22 years. Why? In the Zchus of Klal Yisrael, they properly mourned over Yoshiyahu. So you see that Zchusim delay Chorban. Okay, let's see. Hasamto, im samto libcha libcha likitra gam al yoyf, asher be'emes ein kamo ucho emer, halo biyado loy motzosimu umara, but in his hands, I have not found any evil, and basically according to our homiletic interpretation, that means I don't care about all your accusation. In his zuchus, everyone is going to go free. Pasuk tes, so he says, yeah, I do have a problem with Iyov. Iyov is not such a great tzaddik. Don't use Iyov as a zuchus to save everyone else. The only reason why he is a tzaddik is because he has a good life. Hachinam, v'chi b'chinam yare Iyov, mibli hakdamas sochar, without giving him reward. You already gave him the reward. Sachta ba'ado, higanta. Sachta means you have sheltered him from any harm. Ki'ilu godarta olav, you put a fence around him. V'yal beso, upon his home, misaviv, lebal tes es hara, likarov alem, the evil shall not come near him. U'mikne paratz, bavor roiv hamikne yidmu ki'ilu partzu gidram, because of his enormous possessions, he defies the world. His success is beyond belief. It defies all the rules. His extreme success, ratzolaymar, ki'ilu lo yechilam makam nigdar, ki there is no place that can hold him back.
So is it
that his possessions, his success breaks the barriers of the world. He's a Bill Gates. He's a who are the other big successful people out there? What?
Avraham Avinu was greater than.
Yes.
So it was part of his greatness, of course, of the test that he was put through, which Eev.
Yes. Avraham passed 10 nisyonos. Eev only passed so far one test. Eev, that's what Rashi told us about. Only if we assume that he lived during the time of the Dor HaFlaga. He only passed one test, Aaron passed 10 Nisyonos, and here the son is telling us as well. Let's see Rashi. But that was the question. No, he did, but let's assume now at this moment in time that he already did pass that test. He passed the test of the Dor HaFlaga. He lived during the Dor HaFlaga, according to Rashi, lived during the Dor HaFlaga, and he rejected the counsel of the Dor HaFlaga, and he fled. Let's take a look at the Rashi, Pasuk Vav, few Rashis. Okay, Vayihi Hayom Osa Yom Shayu Rosh Hashana, Shu Yom Tua Vitziv Lash Baruch Hu Lusat Lavi Zchus V'chayva Shal Kol Abriyos Ahohu Dechziv Mishut Ba'aretz. Mishut Ba'aretz means he's inspecting the world for sins. Next, Vayidiv B'nei Halakim Lahatsyatsev Al Hashem Lo Riv Imo. The word Lehisyatsev means to quarrel. She'ein Lehisyatsev Ela Al Din. The word Lehisyatsev is a reserved word for Mishpat. Shenemar Nitzav L'Riv Hashem. Hashem stands to quarrel. L'Riv Hashem is wants to quarrel with his enemies. Hashem stands in quarrel in a state of quarreling. Vayava gam hasadim sechem lekatreik habrios, to go and to accuse them for their sins. Pasuk zayin mishut ba'aretz u'misalech ba kain darkei. So the satan says, that's my derech. My derech is lashut. It's to fly the liros reyim v'toivim, evil. Royim v'tovim, the evil and the good. V'shatatati b'chol aretz, I have flown through the entire world. V'lematzasi ke'avraham. Also here, Rashi now brings in a beautiful medrash. Rashi, remember where we learned Yeshayah was very midrashic. Even we learned Rashi is now going back to his derech. Everything is medrash. And the Satan here is saying, I've went and I floated through the entire world. So Rashi here is quoting the Medrash. The reason why the Pasuk says, why the repetition? The Mitzudas told us the two words, Mishut u'misalech bo, is just similar to poetic repetition. Rashi says, no, the word u'misalech bo alludes to Avraham. Hashem gave Avraham a nisoyon. The first nisoyon of Avraham was, lech lecha mi'artzcha mi'latcha el oret ha'shareka. Hashem told Avraham, kum hisalech bo'aretz. His alech ba'aretz, travel. And that's what Rashi picks up. The other person is like, Levracha, Satan, L'shem, Shamayim, L'schavein, Kidei, Shlo, Yehei, Nishkach, Lefnei, Elokeinu, Zuchusoy, Shel, Avram. So here it's an amazing thing that it's Yom Hadin, it's Rosh Hashanah, and look who's serving here as our advocate.
He has another target.
The most unlikely person, the most unlikely lawyer is here to serve as our advocate, the Satan himself. The Satan here sees it's Yom Hadin, it's the time of the Akedah. So Hashem says, the Akedah, the blowing shofar. Rashi right away says the Rosh, the Chua. Look at the Pasuk Vav. Why is Rashi saying Yom Teruah? What does Yom Teruah allude to? The Akedah. The Akedah was the... But what is the two? The two is the zecher for the Akedah. It's the tenth Nisayon. We bring the Elo Shel Yitzchak. So Hashem is listening to the Akedah. Remind you, Avraham Avinu, ki ata yadati ki yirei lo kemat lo yichasach v'tzvin chasidcha shahavta mineni. And Hashem says, big deal. What's the big zuchus? Is it really the Akedah such as chus? I should show Klai Yisrael such favoritism? I have other people in the world that are just as good. I have Eiv. Eiv is just as good. So the Satan himself is coming to defend Klal Yisrael and saying, Rebbeinu Shlomo, it's not so. There's no one like Klal Yisrael. There's no one like Avraham. And when you hear that shofar, the true of the Akedah, take it very seriously, because Eiv is only a tzaddik because you have not brought upon him harm. Okay? So that fits very well. It's very, very, very well. And who else was Mechayel Hashem Shemayim? This part of Rashi doesn't quote the other part of half of the Medrash. The other half of the Medrash is Penina. There are two Chazal's famous about two people when it's Mechayel Hashem Shemayim. Penina and the Sot. What did Penina do? Penina harassed Chana, and he told Chana. She said to Chana, Chana, what are you doing today? I'm going to the store to buy my children's shoes. Why did you come to the shoe store to buy your children's shoes? You don't have children. Oh, too bad. What are you doing? What are you making for dinner? Why don't you make some spaghetti for your children? Oh, you don't have children. Oh, she harassed her. Why? L'shem Shemam, Penina wanted Chana to have tzar, so she should cry to Hashem and be mispalel to have children. Chazal were not pleased with such an approach. It was not to her benefit to do such a thing, but at least she was mischavel l'shem Shemayim. The Satan also was mischavel l'shem Shemayim. He accused Eiv in order for Hashem to recognize that Avraham Avinu is the true tzaddik, and on this day of Rosh Hashanah, when Hashem hears the trua, he should appreciate this, what the trua represents, to have rachamim upon Klal Yisrael. Okay, we'll stop it. What? Yeah, that's the chiddush. That's what's so bizarre about this. The Satan here is serving here as our.
He's a double agent.
Yeah, that's what's so unique.